Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by Shuckers bench coach, Fidel Pena. Fidel, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. My pleasure.
How fun has it been to not only be coaching back in the United States, but you're up to the AA level this year as a bench coach?
It's been a great experience, you know, obviously coming back from the DR after spending a few years over there. You know, definitely a different player population, much older, you know, much better level, you know, obviously. So, you know, being in the Dominican, the first level of, like, out of all of them, you know, it's a different game, you know. Like, you can definitely see some more consistency.
And what is that adjustment like for you as a coach compared to coaching kids in the DSL that are 16, 17, 18 years old up here to AA, where your average player is 22, 23, or 24?
I mean, it's definitely a different approach, you know. Like, those kids in the Dominican, they're so young, and they're like sponges that, like, they're absorbing all the information and all that stuff. Here you got, like, more mature players, guys that, you know, kind of have, like, their own routine and that kind of stuff, and they know what to do. You just kind of have to guide them and keep them in shape, you know, making sure that they're doing their stuff and they're staying, on the right path.
How fun is it to be back with manager Joe Arault? He was your manager when you were a player back in 2016 in Brevard County. You coached with him in 2019, and now you two are back together at the AA level.
Oh, it's been awesome. I actually played against Joe, like, back in 2010 and 2011 when he was a manager in Helena, and I was with the Missoula Osprey back then, you know. So, like, playing against him, playing for him, and coaching with him, like, a couple of years, that's been a great experience, you know. He's a little crazy, and I love it, you know. You know, like, he's fun to be around, and he's been a great mentor so far, so that's good.
How much has he helped you on your path, whether it's managing for you down in the Dominican Summer League or being up here as a bench coach in AA?
I mean, I would say he's helped me a lot, you know. Like, he's helped me, like, kind of mold me into the kind of coach that I am. I also spent a few years with Victor Estevez, like, back in the DR, and then, like, with Matt Erickson before I went back to the DR. So, like, all those experiences, you know, have, like, kind of helped me mold my coaching style and all of that.
One of the massive things this year for the Biloxi Shuckers has been the defensive end. You've been out there a lot with the Fungo and Mike Guerrero's patented little red machine with the guys on defense. How excited and how impressed have you been at the defense through the first 27 games of this season?
I would say that it's been pretty consistent. You know, the guys are doing their thing. Like, they're staying sharp in practice. They're putting in the effort, and it's showing in the games. So like, it's just a matter of consistency and keeping them sharp and making sure that they're doing their stuff, you know, on a daily basis.
How about Eric Brown Jr. this year as well? Just came back from the injured list on Sunday, but in his first stint before he went on the injured list, it seemed like there wasn't a ball in the infield he was not going to get to. How fun is it to work with a player like that?
I mean, obviously, he's a very talented young kid, you know, still has a lot of things to work on and all that stuff, and I'm just going to keep pushing him, and it's fun, you know, interactive with him. You know, he's very smart, so, you know, just looking forward to, you know, to him staying healthy for the rest of the season and doing his thing and, you know, and just put it in, out there on the field. So,
what has it been like working with this crop of infielders? Because not only is it a group of infielders that have a lot of professional experience and have a lot of professional talent, but it's also a group of really talented defenders, whether it's Ethan Murray or Freddie Zamora or Mike Bovee, Brock Wilkin, Eric Brown Jr., Ernesto Martinez Jr., the list goes on and on. How fun has it been for you, and what have you seen from them in the early going that has really impressed you?
I mean, like, it's just a really good group of people. Like before players, like, they're great people. They're guys that are very disciplined, and that's what's making, you know, the difference for those guys. Like how committed they are to their routines and how awesome it is, like, for them to, you know, to just come out here to the field and do their thing day in and day out. Like, they have stayed really, really consistent. So, like, that has made my job, like, a lot easier.
Mike Bovee as well is getting some reps over at first base. Got some earlier in the season. Also getting some starts here in AA at first base. What has that looked like when you've been working on him over at the first base side?
Obviously, you know, it's kind of new to him, you know, and you can tell, but like, he's a smart kid. He's, you know, actually making a lot of questions and all of that, and he's putting in the work, and I'm sure that he's going to have a smooth transition to you know, to first base as well. Like, he can do it. He's played all around the infield pretty much, so, like, not going to be anything new, just a different angle. So that's...
What's been your favorite part of Double A this year?
Obviously, you know, seeing the level of competition, you know, and how much consistent guys are. Like I said earlier, like, it's just like I'm coming from the DSL where you see 7 walks every night, and like 5 errors. It's like, oh, that's something that happens here. And like, they're like seeing like the level of of competition here, like how different it is. It's been exciting. So, you know, obviously eye opening. Like, I never played here as a player, so like I never got to experience the Double A life. So like seeing it now as a coach, I see like it is a big jump from High A to Double A. So.
Fidel, thanks bud for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. We're back after this on the Shuckers Radio Network.